In the rain-soaked streets of 1974 London, Dr. Margot Bamborough walked out of her medical practice and disappeared without a trace. 40 years later, her daughter Anna approaches private detective Cormoran Strike with a seemingly impossible request: solve her mother's disappearance within 1 year. The case that defeated the original investigators, including Detective Bill Talbot, who suffered a mental breakdown obsessing over occult connections, now lands on Strike's desk as he juggles visiting his dying aunt in Cornwall and managing his thriving detective agency with partner Robin Ellicott. What makes this cold trail worth following? Blood found in unlikely places, witnesses with contradictory stories, and the shadow of notorious serial killer Dennis Creed all suggest Margot's disappearance holds secrets worth killing to protect. As Strike and Robin begin reconstructing Margot's final day, they discover a medical practice filled with complex relationships, resentments, and possibly deadly secrets. While unraveling Margot's disappearance, Strike and Robin navigate their own personal labyrinths. Strike confronts mortality through his Aunt Joan's terminal illness, forcing uncomfortable family reunions and resurfacing childhood wounds from his rock star father's abandonment. Meanwhile, Robin approaches her 30th birthday, freshly divorced from her unfaithful husband Matthew, questioning her life choices as former friends pursue conventional paths of marriage and motherhood. Their unacknowledged attraction creates a professional tightrope. Both value their detective partnership too much to risk complicating it with romance. When Strike behaves poorly at a dinner with Robin's brother, their subsequent argument brings long-simmering tensions to the surface. "You take me for granted," Robin finally declares, demanding recognition of her growth as a detective. Their reconciliation marks a turning point, establishing new boundaries based on mutual respect rather than Strike's initial employer-employee dynamic. As they investigate a 40-year-old mystery, their own relationship evolves through shared trauma, grief, and moments of unexpected connection. The investigation reveals a tangled web of potential killers, each with compelling motives. Roy Phipps, Margot's controlling husband, claimed to be bedridden when she vanished, but their cleaner reported seeing him walking and cleaning blood from carpet. Paul Satchwell, Margot's ex-boyfriend, feared she would expose the pillow dream, a dark secret involving his disabled sister's death. Steve Douthwaite, a womanizing patient who disappeared after initial questioning, admits Margot confronted him about a young woman's suicide following his rejection. A connection to organized crime emerges through Niccolo Mucky Ritchie, whose distinctive gold ring appears in a disturbing film showing masked men beating a hooded woman. Even Dennis Creed, the demon of Paradise Park, who murdered women throughout the 1970s, remains viable. His cross-dressing technique and dry cleaning business provided perfect covers for stalking victims. Strike and Robin must determine which suspect had both motive and opportunity to make Margot vanish without a trace. The original detective's leather-bound notebook presents a psychological labyrinth, pages filled with meticulously drawn pentagrams, zodiac symbols, and references to a demon he believed he'd summoned. Initially dismissed as delusional ramblings, Robin discovers Talbot's system tracked suspects by their astrological signs, particularly Capricorn, Aries, and Taurus. This unconventional approach had identified patterns conventional police work overlooked. When Strike finally interviews Dennis Creed in Broadmoor's high security wing, he encounters an obese, bespectacled man quoting Nietzsche while casually describing his crimes, the classic narcissistic serial killer. Creed offers a cryptic clue: "You'll find Louise Tucker's body where you find M54. Robin's breakthrough comes when she connects this to Messier 54, a star cluster in Sagittarius, leading them to the Archer Hotel, where Creed had access through his dry cleaning business. The hotel's forgotten Victorian well reveals Louise's remains. But was Margot another of his victims, or did someone else use Creed's notoriety as convenient cover for their own crime? The investigation becomes a psychological chess match, requiring Strike and Robin to understand the minds of both the original detective and potential killers. After months of investigation, Strike notices inconsistencies in Nurse Janice Beattie's statements. She lied about knowing Steve Douthwaite and owning a car when Margot disappeared. While Robin discovers Margot's remains in concrete inside an oversized ottoman at Sahina Thorne's flat, Strike confronts Janice at her home. Refusing her poison tea, he reveals he's spoken with her estranged son, Kevin, who confirmed her history of poisoning. Janice confesses she's a serial poisoner who enjoys watching people's reactions, sometimes helping them for gratitude, sometimes watching them suffer. She killed Margot by drugging a donut with Nembutal, intercepting her when disoriented, then suffocating her with mentally unstable Gwilhelm Athorn's unwitting help. She convinced Gwilhelm he had killed Margot with his powers and encased the body in concrete. Her motive? Margot had discovered Janice was poisoning Dr. Brenner with barbiturates and confronted her. The seemingly helpful nurse had maintained a perfect cover for decades. Who would suspect a caregiver of being a calculated killer? The discovery of Margot's concrete encased remains and Louise Tucker's skeleton in the Archer Hotel well creates a media frenzy. National newspapers and television networks camp outside the detective agency, covering the painstaking excavations, forensic details, and emotional family reactions. The poisoner granny, Janice Beattie, generates more headlines than even Dennis Creed's brutal killings, with journalists uncovering suspicious deaths spanning three decades. Strike and Robin's visit to Anna becomes an emotionally charged moment when they return Margot's locket, still containing Anna's childhood photo, preserved in concrete for over 40 years. Despite the pain of knowing how her mother died, Anna expresses profound relief at finally having answers. Brian Tucker's 48-year wait for information about his daughter Louise also ends, allowing him to plan a proper funeral after decades of uncertainty. His emotional television appearances praising Strike and Robin's determination cement their reputation as London's premier cold case investigators. For these families, knowing the truth, however painful, finally allows them to move forward after decades suspended in agonizing limbo. The successful resolution transforms Strike and Robin's relationship both professionally and personally. Their agency's reputation soars, attracting high-profile clients and media attention. Strike takes a significant personal step by severing his last connection to troubled ex-girlfriend Charlotte, telling her he's changing his number, closing the door on their tumultuous past. Robin's 30th birthday showcases their evolved relationship when Strike arranges multiple thoughtful surprises, including a balloon donkey referencing their shared history and an evening at the Ritz. His choice of Liberty for perfume shopping demonstrates growth from his failed Christmas attempt. Over champagne in opulent surroundings, their dynamic shifts when Robin responds with a heartfelt hug and kiss on the cheek, bridging their careful professional distance. Strike's private smile suggests deeper feelings that remain unspoken but increasingly apparent. Their partnership has transcended traditional boundaries, characterized by mutual respect, understanding of each other's vulnerabilities, and genuine affection neither tries to label. As they celebrate, they stand at the threshold of a new chapter, their exceptional professional compatibility proven, their personal connection suggesting possibilities that both excite and slightly unnerve them.